Track 4, and it's on with the news. A Newton Abbott primary school is seeking to expand its nursery provision to include two-year-olds. In order to expand its current nursery provision, Walborough C of E Primary School has launched a consultation to change the age range for which the school can cater, from 3 to 11-year-olds to 2 to 11-year-olds. The purpose of the consultation is to provide information about the school's proposal and seek the views of Walborough families and the wider community. An expansion, which will be based in the Rundle Room, would enable Walborough to provide an early education places to children aged 2, 3, and 4 years old prior to their entry to school. There is space for around 28 children, including a large and secure outdoor area. The current facilities lend themselves to support the requirements of a nursery with only some refurbishment required. The nursery children will have access to the school's resources and facilities, including the library, main hall, playing spaces, and the hall. The curriculum, planning, provision, and pupils' progress will be overseen and line managed by the school's senior leadership team. It is proposed that the changes will take effect from September 2025. The consultation period ends on the Thursday, December the 19th. As Walborough C of E Primary School is part of the Link Academy Trust, approval for this proposal is required from the Department of Education. Walborough C of E Primary School says it wishes to contribute to and support the government scheme to support more parents and family members returning to work after their parental leave ends.
Maggots were coming through the ceiling. A couple living in Tidmouth have hit out at teen housing after they claim their flat became inundated with maggots. John and Chrissy Wyatt, who live in Bitton Court, have aired their frustration with the housing provider. "We have been inundated with maggots. They were coming through the ceiling and dropping on our heads," John, aged 83, said. Around a month ago, the occupant in the flat above John and Chrissy died, his body not being discovered until 2 weeks after that. The couple were put up in a hotel on the same day that the body was removed. But upon returning to their flat, Johnny and Chrissy say neither flat has been fumigated properly. "I am forever killing blue bottles. I must have killed 250 by now," John said. "It's a crazy situation. It makes you feel dirty. It's not conducive to good living." The couple say that they haven't seen any workmen at the flat and that they were told the refrigeration unit in the deceased man's flat was infested. "Nobody has done anything. I'm in a terrible state," Chrissy, aged 77, said. "I'm not sleeping at night. I cannot get a word out of teen housing. Frankly, it seems that they do not want to know." But teen housing have said the situation was very rare and that it has been a complex situation to resolve. Director of Customer and Communities at Teen Housing, Amanda Nichols, said, "We understand the distress Mr. and Mrs. Wyatt have experienced. To help make things right, we have provided almost daily support and ongoing repairs and treatment work to resolve the problem at their home. This is a very rare situation. We visit every resident at Bitton Court weekly, monthly, or 3 monthly, depending on which they choose. Sadly, a resident recently passed away. We had offered them a lot of additional support, as had other agencies, but they had only wanted 3 monthly visits. Unfortunately, there was perishable food left in the home, and this led to a pest issue, which has required ongoing treatment work. Since it was first reported to us, we arranged a hotel for Mr. and Mrs. Wyatt, whilst deep specialist treatment and repair work was completed. Unfortunately, additional treatment has been required, and we are grateful to Mr. and Mrs. Wyatt for updating us and allowing us further access to their home. An additional specialist team attended, and we have a package of further work planned in the coming days to ensure that the extensive steps taken have resolved the problem. We continue to be in contact with Mr. and Mrs. Wyatt, and I visited them yesterday to say how sorry we are for the problems they've had and to make sure they continue to be happy with how we are resolving this. We will continue to give them daily updates.
Festive musical treat from Choral Society. A musical masterpiece is set to get the festive season off to a wonderful start in Teignmouth on Friday, December the 6th. Teen Choral Society will be presenting their ever-popular traditional Christmas carol concert at St James Church in the town from 7:30 p.m. The Society's concert is a very much appreciated part of the town's festive season, and this year the concert will include a very special Vaughan Williams composition in its musical lineup. In addition to well-loved carols for everyone to sing and more unusual pieces, well-respected baritone Peter Wood will be leading the choir in the Fantasia on Christmas carols, which captures both the ethereal and spiritual nature of the Christ child's birth and the jolly celebratory approach of communities towards the Nativity and the welcoming of the new year. Vaughan Williams was keen on exploring traditional folk music, and during his travels he came across Christmas melodies he incorporated in the Sussex Carol and the Somerset Carol, both of which feature strongly in the Fantasia, together with other elements that he had enjoyed with his friend Cecil Sharp, the folk song collector. Once again, the performance will be under the direction of musical director David Bowles, himself a man with a great love of Christmas music, and as with last year's concert, Hannah Spooner will provide strong yet subtle accompaniment. All in all, a very enjoyable and maybe uplifting evening is in prospect, getting the Christmas season off to a memorable start. Entry to the concert is £10, and this includes refreshments and programme. Tickets are available at the door or in advance from Ashley Way Post Office, Regent Style, Regent Street, and Teen Music, Carlton Place.
Just one dentist has taken a £20,000 cash windfall as part of efforts to secure more dentists in underserved areas of Devon. The National NHS Dental Recovery Plan, which launched in February, created a £20,000 Golden Hello incentive to recruit NHS dentists to areas that have historically struggled to recruit them or to retain them in the face of competition from private practice. Funding for a total of up to 240 dentists across England was made available by the government. Devon secured 17 of those, an allocation it was awarded in October. But nearly 2 months of the scheme running, just one dentist has taken the incentive in Devon. The scheme does have certain stipulations, namely that dentists need to remain in post for 3 years to receive the full £20,000. The state of dentistry in Devon was the subject of a debate in Westminster Hall this month, with Richard Ford, MP, Liberal Democrat for Honiton and Sidmouth, stating that the South West was a special case and that some of his constituents who needed treatment were only able to find available appointments 80 miles from their homes. Mr. Ford said 51% of adults in the South West had access to a dentist in 2015, the same as the national average, but these figures had now fallen to 40% for England and 34% for Devon. The pressure on the sector has been exacerbated by the fact Devon now only has 497 dentists compared to 549 in 2020. A spokesman for the NHS Devon said it was too early to know how the level of take-up of the Golden Hello scheme compared with other counties.